Soma shipped version 0.21.1. Here's what to actually run start to finish to get your CLI, your runtime, and every project on it. If you have one Soma project and you ran Soma update already, you're mostly there. If you have 5 projects, one of them is probably going to silently keep using yesterday's default model, and if you skip the CLI bump, Soma update may not even fetch the latest agent. The update flow has 2 layers. The per project preferences have more. These are the commands to run after any release. In order, each one does a single thing you can verify. npm install gmeet soma at latest. The CLI update. Meet Soma is the thin wrapper you invoke as Soma. It hands off to the agent runtime under /soma/agent/. The wrapper lives in your npm global prefix. It updates separately from the runtime. If Soma check updates told you CLI stale, or if Soma update just went no op on a release you know landed, this is the missing piece. The canonical one-liner from docs/updating combines this with the next step. Run the combined form when in doubt. It's idempotent, no harm running it when both are already current. Soma update pulls the latest runtime, updates the /soma/agent/install from the Soma beta release tag. Nothing opinionated, just newer code. Add yes to skip the confirmation prompt if you're scripting it. If the update notice told you there's a new release, this is the command that lands it, but only if your CLI is current enough to know about it. Hence step 0. Soma doctor walks the project structure in your current directory, checks that soma/exists, that its version matches the runtime, that any declarative migrations, new settings keys, scaffold template files have been applied, applies them if not. The migration system is data-driven. Each release's migration map carries a replay until threshold and a hashtag Dr. Actions JSON block describing what to backfill. As long as your project version is below that threshold, Doctor reruns the map on every invocation, idempotently. You can run Doctor 10 times. It stops doing work once everything's caught up. For multi-project cleanup, finds all Soma/projects on disk and reports their versions. Soma Model Sync. This is the new one, version 0.21.1. It audits and syncs your default model preference across scopes. /soma/settings global. /soma/settings current project. Optionally, every soma/dir_home crawl, read-only audit, output legend, matches target. No default model set. No settings at all. Set the model everywhere. Yes skips the confirmation prompt. Idempotent. Second run is a no-op if everything's already aligned. Create settings where one didn't exist, with just the default model key. Preserves all unrelated fields and files that are already populated. Caveat, resume sessions Soma, see, keep whatever model was picked at creation. A fresh Soma picks up the new default. Plan accordingly if you're in the middle of a long session you want to keep. Soma terminals prefer. If you use delegate, background, true, or Soma children spawn, the background delegation surface, this command picks which terminal driver handles the child. Tmux is the shipping baseline. If Tmux isn't installed, Soma Terminal Setup Tmux prints the install command for your platform. If it's installed but something's wrong, Soma Terminal's Dr. Tmux runs the availability check, surfaces Tmux, V+ active sessions, and shows the test commands you can run manually to isolate the failure. Same pattern as Model Sync. Read only by default. Explicit prefer to persist, idempotent. The whole update flow. For lines, the first handles both layers of the runtime update. The next 3 reconcile every preference that should be consistent across projects. Every fresh session after this picks up the new CLI, the new agent, the new default model, and the configured driver. Check your state first if you're unsure what needs updating. Prints a 3-layer drift report, CLI/agent/workspace, with recovery hints per layer. No changes made, just tells you what to run. What these don't do. Model sync only touches default model. It doesn't change other settings, doesn't prompt about auth, doesn't rerun migrations. Terminals prefer only writes delegate, terminal. If you need auth, new machine, Claude Pro/max, The init flow handles that separately. Soma init has a four-choice menu, including a Claude Pro slash Max branch that walks you through login inside the TUI. None of these four update time commands will nag you about auth. If it's working, it's working. If a project has customized settings you care about, both ModelSync and Doctor only touch the specific keys they're managing. They won't clobber your compaction enabled equals false or your delegate terminal equals cmux override.
Source.
doc/updating, the canonical update reference, including the three-layer drift model and the Soma check updates output. script/soma-modelsync, the ModelSync CLI bundled, ships in the install. script/soma-terminals, the terminal driver CLI bundled. The full guide covering all three as a tool chain. The Tmux driver story for context. Everything that landed in version 0.21.1. For lines. Every project on the latest. No menu-driven install. No per-project hand-editing of settings. No remembering which Opus release is current or whether your CLI got the release announcement.